nutshell, it's fundamentally all the information on children is based on sexual abuse of 317 infants and children from 2 months of age to 14 years of age, the majority of them, in fact, under 10 years old.
Yeah, but you can't prove that, Dr. Riesman. And those who preside at the sex at the Kinsey Institute today are appalled at the, some might say, libelous charges that you make, not only about the work done by the late Dr. Kinsey, but also by some who follow him. We should also tell you that Indiana University, a very proud conservative institution of higher learning in America, stands by this institute, and most of the people who survive today, who worked with Dr. Kinsey, identify him as an honorable man who abused nobody, touched nobody, and not surprising, it was a subject of controversy on the occasion of the publication of his book about men in 1948 and women in 1953. You can't prove that he abused children.
I think that the book establishes that there was abuse that took place without any question. He admitted that. Excuse me. He admitted that in the book. And if, in fact,
what
it wasn't true...
What did he say that admitted that?
Oh, boy, do I wish... He said he described 9 technically trained men. He called them technically trained men who he said were sexually stimulated. He said they were they had had sexual relationships with young boys and that they were the source of all of his data.